Welcome back to the Finsiders. It's already been a couple of days since the Dolphins' preseason win in Jacksonville. It wasn't just the first victory of the preseason. It was the first chance to see Mike Wallace out on the field. Dolphins wide receiver joins us in studio. How nice was it just to get out there and be in a game, even if only for a little bit?
It was great just to be out there with my new teammates, just get used to everything, get a feel of the game and the flow. It was fun. I had a good time.
You say get a feel for it. That's the only thing people seem to want to know about is the chemistry. That's the word I keep hearing between you and Ryan Tannehill. I know you talked about it a lot after practice today with the media. How do you feel that relationship is developing?
I think we're going good every day. We're getting better every day. We made a couple of catches out there today, some nice plays. So the progress is coming. Just got to stay healthy so I can be out there on the field and do it.
Obviously the most important thing there. I get the sense, watching you, listening to you, seeing your interview, stuff like that, you're kind of enjoying this role, and it is a spotlight role. I mean, you're the big free agent acquisition. You're the deep threat wide receiver. You know, for some guys, that might make them shy away. You seem to really be embracing what goes along with that.
Yeah, it's part of it. You know, I've been blessed to come down here and be provided to make the big plays, and that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, I got the opportunity here to do something really special. We have a really young team, good team, and we can be really good. So just to come out and be a leader on this team is going to be big for us.
It seems fun for you, too.
Yeah, definitely fun.
Is it different?
Yeah, it's most definitely different. Just being one of the older guys, it's funny. I've never been that ever. So it's a different role, but I definitely embrace it, though.
You fall into a little bit of a leadership role as you're talking about. What about on the field? Are you being asked to do more things, different things than you were in Pittsburgh from an offensive standpoint?
Just moving around a little bit more. But even though with that, we only in preseason, so I haven't even really touched the stuff that I'm going to be doing during the season. But I'm enjoying it. I like our plays. I like our offense. I'm excited.
Talking to wide receiver Mike Wallace, you have any sense yet? And you just said we're not even halfway through the preseason. But do you have a sense just – studying the playbook, doing the walkthroughs, that kind of thing, of what the identity of this offense could be this year?
Yeah, kind of. You know, we still doing the bases, but, you know, we want to run and pass. That's it. You know, everything starts with the run, and then that sets up everything else. I don't think we just want to, you know, just go out with passing every down or running every down. I think coach is going to do a great job of mixing it in, and, you know, hopefully we hit some big plays.
I imagine the running backs like having you out on the field because all of a sudden that safety isn't so close to the line of scrimmage. That's part of what you bring to this thing.
Definitely. You know, I hope to do that for them every game for the whole 60 minutes. Just be out there and separate the defense from not have eight in the box and just give them a chance to make one guy miss and possibly go for big gains every time.
That's what we like to hear. We're talking to Mike Wallace. We know you and Brian Hartline and Brandon Gibson are kind of the top three wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Throw Dustin Keller into that conversation, obviously, as a tight end. These young wide receivers, though, it's a bunch of guys out there. And I know, you know, some of them are working on the other field, and you're obviously kind of focused on yourself, but you're in the meeting room with these guys. Mm-hmm. You're talking to them. I imagine you're coaching them up a little bit. What do you make of this kind of logjam of young wide receivers on this team?
It's a good thing. You know, I'm glad I'm not the coach. I'm glad I'm not the one making the decisions when it comes down to it, because it's going to be tough on the coaches. The guys are out there working hard every day, making some big plays, and, you know, it's going to definitely come down to the end.
Nice thing, too, I think, you know, we kind of look at the group, and you can see it's different guys that are capable of doing different kinds of things.
Yeah, we have a really diverse group. We have a lot of different guys. Everybody brings something different to the table, and, you know, I think when you put it all together, it's going to be nice. Like gumbo.
If you're listening. Like gumbo? That's Louisiana coming
out
right
there.
Yeah,
just mix all type of stuff in there.
I like it. It's
magic.
Magic gumbo with Mike Wallace in the offense. Now, let's talk about the defense. You're out there. You're going against them. You're going against the first unit, the second unit. What do you see out of this defense so far?
They're aggressive. Our defense is really aggressive. I think we have a lot of playmakers. Our front is just crazy. You know, we have some really good guys up there. And we have some playmakers on the back end. I think it's an exciting time for our defense. And, you know, I know the coaches are having a good time because they have some great guys to coach up.
One of the things we notice is that they seem to be obsessed with creating takeaways this year. Mm-hmm. They've been charged with doing that. And obviously in the game the other night, it was nice to see that on special teams and on defense. But you can just tell in practice, I mean, you guys make a catch and they're still hitting at the ball, you know, well after you think it's over.
Oh, yeah, big emphasis. Coaches on that all day. That's all we hear about is turnovers. So either side of the ball, you want to protect the ball on offense and the defense. we're trying to take it away. So, you know, that's all coach talks about is turnovers. And I think it'll pay off good for us if we do that job and take care of that business. We're going to always be in the game.
Wide receiver Mike Gumbo Wallace is here. Let's talk about life a little bit. You've been around now for a few months. You settled into South Florida. You feel comfortable?
Yeah, I'm feeling comfortable. Kind of, you know. Been in camp the whole time, yeah, so I never really been here that much. After OTAs, I went back home for a while. And then I came back, and we were in training camp. So not really used to the city yet, but I know about two or three exits, though. I know from here to Weston.
Okay, you know, so you can get to the facility. That's the most important thing. Yeah, I get from
the facility between here and Weston. That's about it. Everything else might get lost.
You found any shortcuts yet, or are you just sticking with the big road?
I just follow the guys when they take out from the hotel. I just follow right behind them. I know they know the shortcuts.
That's a smart way to do it. Mike Wallace is here. Got some Twitter questions from some fans for you. Thomas wants to know if you set personal statistical goals for yourself, and if so, what are they?
Not really. Not this year, you know, just getting into it, trying to learn it. But you always want to my goal is always going to be I want to be the best. You know, I want to lead the league in whatever category they have out there. And if I'm doing that, that means I'm making great plays for my team and big plays. But, you know, it's not really about that. It's about, you know, us winning games. That's and whatever easy. I can do, you know, out there, if I make my plays, I think I'll have a great statistical year for myself and for the team.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm with you. The wins are the stat that everybody cares about when it's all said and done. Brad says everybody focuses on the deep ball with you, as you know. Mm-hmm. But what's the most underrated part of the game? What are you most proud of that people don't talk about?
Yeah, I think my yards after catch is big. I think I make a lot of big plays once I have the ball in my hands. I'm definitely at the tops of the league. You know, if you look at the numbers with yards after catch, I'm always, you know, getting extra yards. And I think I can make small plays into big plays or whatever. It doesn't always have to be a long ball. It can be short and just make it long.
I like it. All right, last one for Mike Wallace. It comes from Justin. I'm glad he asked it so I don't have to. He wants to know what the story is with the backpacks. We see you're at camp. You got the different backpacks all the time. And, you know, people have noticed it. So what's the story with the backpacks?
I don't know. I just switch it up, man. You know, I have my guy, you know, back home. He's always into that stuff, all the, you know, different fashion stuff. So I just switch it up. See something new and I like it, I'm going to get it. So, you know.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Some guys do shoes, you do backpacks.
Yeah, I do a little some of it. You know, I do a little bit of it all.
Good stuff. Mike Wallace, appreciate you coming in. Great to see you on the field the other day, and I look forward to a lot more of that.
I appreciate it.